My name's Jackie Crozier. I'm the Festival Director for Manchester Pride. Manchester Pride is going into its 20th year. It was first set up as a fundraiser for the rise in HIV across the city. So a group of people along the gay village decided to basically do a bring and buy sell and raise money for people with HIV. It's grown from Gay Fest to Mardi Gras. We had Euro Pride in 2003, and since then it's been Manchester Pride. The ultimate aim of Manchester Pride is to raise as much money for HIV and LGBT charities and organisations across the North West. So we've raised over £700,000 since 2003, and last year we raised £135,000, which is the most we've ever raised. There's quite a few elements of Manchester Pride. We've got the Pride Fringe, which is the 6 days leading up to the big weekend. We have loads of different types of events. And then we get to the big weekend where we've got stages, we've got lifestyle, we've got markets, and we've got the Manchester Pride Parade, which goes through the heart of the city, and it culminates in the George House Trust Vigil on the Monday night. Manchester Pride has always been a celebration of LGBT life. We don't try to compete with London Pride. London Pride is very much an activist kind of organisation, and we do, but we do ours in a more subtle way. The parade, that's the biggest stance you can take. Thousands and thousands of people watching and thousands of people taking part in that in itself is a demonstration of, look, we're here, take us seriously, but be involved in our lives as well. We're really pushing forward the Pride Fringe events this year. I think it's key to Manchester Pride to show what goes on throughout the year, not just over that 10 days, not just over the big weekend. And it's just getting the message out there that we've got such a vibrant community. There's so many things happening that, you know, there's so many things to get involved in, and I think it's our responsibility as a festival as well, because Manchester Pride is in the heart of the gay community, is to advertise that and go out there and show what's going on. So we're always pushing the Pride Fringe. Obviously the parade's going to be the biggest, that we say that every year, and it keeps getting bigger and bigger. And we just concentrate on trying to raise as much money as possible for charity. Yeah, as I said, at 19 I first came to Manchester, and I used to drive once a month from where I live in Ripon to Leeds to buy a Diva magazine. And that was just it was such a big thing, but it was just so important to me. Then every so often I'd come out in Manchester, this big city where there were so many gay people, and it was, you know, it was just a really nice feeling. But I had the confidence to be able to do that and the ability to be able to do that. Some people are just not that lucky, and you don't kind of realise how difficult it is for some people. You know, if you're living, in a small town that's not near a big city, and you get your diva delivered by the postman, and that's about it really. You don't come into any contact with any of the lesbians. You see the Coronation Street kiss, but that's about it. How else do you access those things? And we've just got to give people the confidence to want to come to a big city. And this is what I was saying about the Pride Fringe events. You know, somebody could just come to a lesbian artist, she could come on her own and she could start to make those steps, and it's just the smallest little things. But I'm very lucky to do this job. I know there's lots of people who think they can do my job better, and I completely understand that. And there's a lot of constraints within the job, especially because ultimately once we pay for the event, all the money goes to charity. Everybody thinks Manchester Pride is a big commercial organisation, and as you can see, we're not this big commercial organisation. We're just people who really care about the event. Sometimes it can be frustrating, but you've got to work with what you've got, and it's that juggling act. You can't please everybody all the time. I care so much about Manchester Pride because I've been coming for such a long time. I've seen it as a customer, I've seen it as somebody who didn't live in Manchester, and also now working at Pride. I'm very lucky to have kind of done all those three things, and I think that helps me do my job. I love Manchester so much, and I couldn't think of being anywhere else, and so I'm very kind of lucky to do this job, and I just hope that we keep delivering a festival that keeps people happy.